Thursday, October 6, 2011. From Krumah Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jessica Hanna. Making headlines, South African political firebrand Julius Malema was admitted to hospital yesterday and is not expected to attend a ruling ANC disciplinary hearing against him that resumes today. Malema was in hospital in his native Limpopo province and no further information was provided on his condition. Youth League officials have told local media Malema is suffering from flu-like symptoms. Egypt's army will not propose a candidate in the upcoming presidential election, its military ruler says, denying speculation that it may have a military nominee in mind who could be seen as out of step with the transition to democracy. Many Egyptians have become suspicious of military intentions as the shift away from decades of autocratic rule has dragged, suspecting it may want to hold onto power from behind the scenes even after handing over to a day-to-day government. The Army Council says it has no such aims, but its failure to outline a clear transition timetable has fueled doubts. Rising inflation and the slowing pace of economic growth in emerging markets will cloud the outlook of these countries for years to come, the Business Report quoted South African Reserve Bank Governor Jill Marcus as saying. In an article that focused mainly on leadership, Marcus said the global economy was in the middle of a synchronized downturn, especially in developed nations. Marcus says emerging markets are experiencing a rise in inflation and slowing of growth and believes that South Africa has a very difficult outlook for a long time to come. South Africa's inflation has been edging up, mainly due to food costs and administered prices such as fuel costs. Also making headlines, the International Telecommunication Union announced the world's youngest country, South Sudan, has joined the UN Agency for Information and Communication Technology. Libyan government forces fought their way street by street into the center of Muammar Gaddafi's birthplace of Sirte after their commanders said the battle for the city was entering its final hours. And South Africa would let debt rise to 40% of GDP if spending was on investment, but would then tighten the purse strings once debt reaches that level, says Deputy Finance Minister Nhlanhla Nene. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Krumah Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.